אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Our next guest is Gilad Korngold. Three members of Gilad's family were murdered by Hamas on 7th of October, and nine were kidnapped to Gaza, including his son Tal, his daughter-in-law Adi, and young grandchildren Naveh and Yahel. By now, most family members have been released, except for his son Tal, who is still a hostage in Gaza. Gilad will share with us his story. Shalom, Gilad, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, shalom and good day, Australia.
Gilad, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Okay, my name is Gilad. I'm 62, married to Nitza. She's also 62. We have three kids, Tal, 39, that it's now hostage in Gaza. Lee, she's 32, and Nemor is 28. We live in Kibbutz Gvulot. It's about 12 kilometers from border, from Gaza border, and near the Be'eri Kibbutz, that there was my family visit in the October 7th. We simple people. It's we live in a community about 400 people. Live together in the kibbutz. Was a simple, nice, and quiet life before October 7th.
By now, most of us already know what happened on the 7th of October. But your family came to visit that morning in Kibbutz Be'eri, and nine of your family members were kidnapped to Gaza. Could you give us a brief summary of what happened to them since the 7th of October?
Yes, of course. 7th of October in the morning, 6:20, we hear about the missiles that are shooting from Gaza. My family, Tal, Adi, Naveh, my grandson, 8 years old, and Yahel, my granddaughter, 3.5 years old, they are visiting in the Kibbutz Be'eri. Kibbutz Be'eri, it's about 1.5, almost 2 kilometers from the border. They visit Adi's family, Adi's father and mother. I start to talk with the WhatsApp with my son. They are in the safe room in the kibbutz in Be'eri. There was 8 people in this safe room. It's Tal, Adi, my grandson, Adi's mother, Adi's father, Adi's aunt, and Adi's aunt's daughter. 8 people, women and men. I ask my son if he wants me to send a rescue team, but my son told me, "Father, don't bother. The military here, the IDF is here. Let them work. Don't bother them. We'll be okay." I told him, "What's happened, Alfred? A lot of shooting, a lot of bombing, a lot." 10:30 in the morning, the line disconnected. I know that for sure that he didn't realize that the army, the IDF, it's not there. It's only terrorists. They stole a shufel, a tractor with a shufel tractor from the kibbutz and start to destroy houses in this neighborhood. And they start to try to break down the windows, the metal window in the safe room of these parents in Be'eri. And they say with the megaphone, if you are not surrounded, we will go to throw a grenade. Tal in the... In a few seconds, decides to surrender to save their lives. He opened the door, the safe room door, and they immediately take him and Adi's father. He asks Tal how many people there is. He says there's 3 women and three children. They murdered Adi's father immediately, and they took my son. That it's important to me mentioned that it was with clothes and shoes, life, and not hurt. I mean, not wounded. They threw him to a car trunk, and we have evidence for everything. There is another family was kidnapped with. The husband, the wife, and the daughter in the same car. The car started to move to Gaza, and then they saw Israeli tanks. They stopped the terrorists, 3 terrorists from the car, get down to start shooting the tank. those family, the men, the women, the children, they open the door and start to run. Yarden, the woman, understand that her husband run faster. She give baby to the husband, and she fall down. I reminded that Tal still in the this car in the trunk, okay, in the back, closed and without option to get out. Mm.
Is there any evidence that Tal was alive when he was kidnapped?
We know now for sure. When the guy came to the kibbutz back with the safe with the baby, the kid, he called us and told us that it was evidence. He saw my son alive, like I told. When Yarden, his wife, came back from in the first deal from Gaza, she told us that he saw him get down from this car, also alive. It means in the way nothing happened to him. And then he disappeared in Gaza. My other family was taken to Gaza, hostages. They sitting together in a family house and family apartment with Hamas guards. And then came back, all of them came back in the first deal. And my son, fortunately, that turned 39 last week, still there. We believe that he's alive, but we don't have any live contact, not from the Red Cross that don't want to help us, not from nobody. So we believe, but we don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about the feeling when you met your grandchildren after such a long time. Tell us about what they said. How did they feel? How did you feel?
Well, after they crossed the border from Gaza to Israel, they gave him a telephone, a phone, cellular, to call the families. My grandson called me, and the first question, Grandpa, did you see my daughter? It's in your house. Of course, that we don't answer to him because his dog is not with us anymore. And I tell him, let's meet in a few hours, and we talk. When they come back, he ran to us and hug us, and he was so happy. My granddaughter, she was very hysteric. She's scared. I have to remind that they don't allow them to talk in the hostage in the house, just whisper. So there was a lot of noise. She was very scary. Since there, we try to recover them. We try to work with them, with the professional doctors. Now she turned on four years. She was 3.5 when she was in the hospital. Mm.
A lot of people know your story by now from television, from the media. Do you think that Jewish communities and non-Jewish communities around the world could do more to help release the Israeli hostages? And if yes, then how?
Well, right now, I believe that the countries, especially the countries and people who support Israel, need to press now the players in this ugly game. I mean, Qatar, Egypt, Israel, to sit on the negotiation table. Don't eat, don't sleep, don't leave until something will happen, because the situation is very bad now. A long time the people wounded, old, sick, without medicines. We tried to send by Qatar medicine 3 weeks ago, but actually we don't have any proof, and it looked like never arrived. The Red Cross don't help us, don't know nothing about them. So communities that support us need to push the governments, okay, in my idea, okay, my understanding, to push the government to press all these parties that play in this ugly game in the Middle East. It's also benefits for the countries. You know, the world will be a little bit relaxed after the hostages will hostage effort will finish. Remember, there is still 134 hostages, miserable, in bad conditions in Gaza.
And we're speaking to Gilad Korngold. Three members of Gilad's family were murdered by Hamas on 7th of October, and nine were kidnapped to Gaza, including his son Tal, his daughter-in-law Adi, and young grandchildren Nave and Yahel. By now, most family members have been released, except for his son Tal, who is still a hostage in Gaza. You and other family members of Israeli hostages must have met world leaders, diplomats, overseas media, channels, and so on. Do you find them helpful and sympathetic?
Most of them, yes. They say we go to help. We get, okay, I don't know, but it's very important also to understand and to tell the stories, because when you touch with your story somebody, even if he's a chancellor or prime minister or something like this, but he understand that there is not only pictures, there's human beings behind the story. Yes, it can do more, and more is also maybe to talk to government of Israel, maybe to talk to Qatar, maybe to talk to Egypt. Everybody that can do a little bit to press this situation to end it. It's not only Israel problem here. This is what I say.
Mm. It's not a secret that the leaders of Hamas, they stay in 5 or 6 stars hotel in Qatar. And Qatar is on friendly terms with particularly all Western countries. Do you believe that the West could put more pressure on Qatar that would lead to the speedy release of the hostages?
I don't know. I'm not so politics and understanding in this. I believe the Qatar is the main power now in this offer. They have directly contact with Hamas. I don't care what everybody told about them. Okay, it's not my business. Right now, my business is to release my son. I know for sure that Qatar helped to release the first deal. I mean, I know that a lot of countries say that Qatar is the bad guy here, but I really don't care. If they can help to release us, yes, we have to press them. It was wonderful if somebody can stop deal with them financial, but it will not happen.
Gilad, lastly, tell us something you would like to share with us about your son, Tal.
Okay. I have something that maybe will be strange for you. But as a grandfather, I took a year's only picture from my grandson. And we when it happened, I don't have any update a photo from Tal. It's very sad. Take photos of the families. Tell everybody in the families that you love them, because you never know. You never know when you will need it. I don't have any one update photo from Tal. So we need to start to take pictures of the families all the time. You take photo, we take only from the, we have hundreds, if not thousands, from the grandsons, and even one not update from the family, from the organic family. So, yes, for my side, it's important. It's lesson that one of the lessons that we learn. And I just ask all the community in Australia, keep safe. And thank you very much for listening to me.
Gilad Korngold, hopefully your son Tal will be home soon. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, and good luck.
Thank you for everybody.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.